Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing our examination of the Psalms, and we're up to Psalm 23, the 23rd Psalm. I would say probably without any doubt, the most well-known of all the Psalms. Even people of the world will know the 23rd Psalm. It is used in all sorts of gatherings, all sorts of times, all sorts of purposes, especially at funerals and things like that. We're likely all very, very, very familiar with this psalm. So that brings forth the situation. I always try personally to guard against allowing familiarity to rob me of something. In other words, because I will know a passage, I've read it so many times, I've studied over and over, whatever it may be, that sometimes we think we already know what it says. So what I thought I'd do today is just simply read this 23rd Psalm. And just to declare a request before the Most High God in the form of a prayer, that Lord, that our being familiar with this passage will not rob us of what you're wanting to say right now to each and every one of us through this passage. So, Lord, I just ask that you would just speak to us, each one individually. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. So here, Psalm 23. It has a little title to it. It says, A Psalm of David. And David says this in verse 1. I'm reading from a New American Standard today. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So David's declaring from the get-go right here, from the very beginning, that God is his shepherd and all that is entailed within the shepherd. And you think, well, what's he talking about? Well, specifically, he says, I shall not want. The shepherd shall meet my need, whatever that may be. If it be a need of sustenance, food and drink, the shepherd will meet it. If it be a need of provision, the shepherd will meet it. Protection, whether it be for a sheep, a shelter in the midst of a storm, the Lord will provide. Verse 2, He, speaking of the Lord, makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still water. And that makes me lie down literally has the idea of stretching out. The Lord will stretch me out, recline me. Okay? Could it mean that he's going to make you rest in green pastures? Well, perhaps. Quite often we find ourselves being made to rest in a way that we were not anticipating, right? He makes me lie down in green pastures. There again, a vivid picture of the provision of the Lord, not in dried pastures, not in abandoned pastures, in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. And many of us will have memorized this passage in the King James, the still waters, but it literally means waters of rest. So the Lord provides water. The Lord provides pasturing. And they're still, they're at peace. You can lie down in the green pasture without fear of being attacked or enemy coming. Same way with the quiet waters. There's no turmoil among you. Verse 3, He restores my soul. And this is the beginning of something that's more than a hint. We're about to find out about it. But he restores my soul. That means my soul would need some restoration, that I might have been in turmoil. I might have been disturbed, might have been upset about something, whatever it is. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. It's literally the idea. He guides me in the righteous tracks. And he does this for his sake. Do we benefit? Well, duh, absolutely. But it is for his name's sake because we are his name's sake. If we are believers, we have his very name within us, his very presence within us. And then verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death or a valley of deep darkness, I fear no evil. I fear no harm, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So David is acknowledging that which he's experienced, that which all mankind experience, that there will be difficult days, okay? There will be hard times that challenge our soul. There will be times of darkness. There will be times that fear will try to come against us. But he says, no, 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 I'm not going to fear any evil. Why is that? Because the protection of the shepherd is with me. The rod and the staff, the two instruments of the shepherd's business, okay? The Lord will protect us. He will not only protect us, he will comfort us. So in the midst of these dark valleys, in the midst of these shadows of death, the Lord brings comfort. It doesn't say that we'll never encounter them. No, as a matter of fact, we see it all through the scripture. And then by the time you get to Jesus, what he tells us, he says, hey, I'm going to make you a promise right here. They're going to treat you like they treated me. You're going to have these kind of times. Okay, he tells us this will happen. But we are never forsaken. We're never abandoned. He comforts us. Then verse 5, he says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You've anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. So he's saying, Lord, you comfort me. You provide for me. You even do it in the presence of my enemies, your provision. You have anointed me with oil. My cup overflows. David literally had been anointed with oil when he was anointed as king. Remember when Samuel did that? What happened also when they anointed him as king when he was an adult? He says that his cup literally overflows. And that word cup means cup. It's the idea of provision, the idea of what we have. He is overflowing. So are those of us who are true believers, folks. Then the last verse, Psalm 23:6. Surely, yes, surely. And the idea behind that is not, well, maybe this will happen, but it means no, only. Surely goodness and kindness. So only goodness and kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So he's acknowledging already you're going to have difficult times, you're going to have dark times, there's going to be things that happen, but God is with us. We're protected. It's rod and staff. We're provided for, okay? The green pastures, the still water. The Lord comforts us. The Lord provides for us. And you know what? Goodness and love and kindness are going to follow me all the days of my life. Even in these difficult times, there's good and there's love and kindness. And then ultimately, he says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Another way to interpret that Hebrew is returning to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Think on that. Yeah, we came from the Lord, that we will now return to the Lord, to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So before you rest upon and incline upon your nightbed this evening, read through the 23rd Psalm again. Yes, it's a psalm of comfort, especially when folks have gone ahead of us in the great cloud of witnesses, but it is far more than that. It is a psalm that tells us exactly what the Lord does and how he sustains us. And it's something that we can rejoice in and grab a hold of and hang on to as a word from the Most High God. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.